Please welcome Chris McKinney.
Thank you. So last month was so crowded, I didn't get a chance to tell my story, Lemonade from Lemons. So I'm going to try again, because I was prepared. when I first told my husband and later my son about that theme of Lemonade from Lemons, they both said pretty much the same thing. Wow, that should be easy for you. That's how you've lived your life. And it's true. I've always seen the glass half full or even brimful of lemonade as opposed to half empty. Always had a positive outlook and attitude. In fact, my motto was, everything happens for the best. And if you can't see it at the time, you can make the best of it until you do. My coping skill for stress was simply to avoid it. I mean, I grew up in a dysfunctional family with an alcoholic mother, so as soon as I was old enough, I left. My first pregnancy was a miscarriage, but I tried again and subsequently gave birth to 3 children at different times, not triplets. When my father's accidental death happened, I was only 21, and it was devastating. But ultimately, I turned his death into my spiritual birth. And I was very pragmatic about my mother's death. We all knew she'd die of cirrhosis, and she did. When I bemoaned my lack of formal education, at the age of 40, I enrolled in college and graduated after 3 years with a bachelor's degree. And when my marriage of 24 years became intolerable, I left. And many of you have heard the story of when I was sex-starved at the age of 45, I simply went out, got down and dirty, and got laid. When my children all grew up and left me in an empty nest, I began what became a successful 15-year career in professional sales. When I got lonely, I took steps to meet a new life partner. My husband and I have been together now for over 17 years. And when I retired and felt useless, I secured a part-time job in a service-oriented field where I still am. I was getting really good at making lemonade. And there have been lots of other times in my life where, you know, pain, tragedy, heartache, failure, whatever, I not only survived, but thrived. I was in complete control of my past, present, and future. I was Pollyanna. And for those of you who don't know, Pollyanna was a character in a children's literature book published over 100 years ago. She had irrepressible optimism, even in the face of the most dire and discouraging of circumstances. She was almost always cheerful, often to the point of being naive. And that was me. And by now, you probably know where this is going. Because just when you think you've got it all figured out, just when you think you can pretty much turn any lemon into lemonade and you've really got your shit together, you can find out the hard way that you don't. Some years ago, my illusions began to shatter. And that, of course, is the nature of illusions. They're shatterable. Life began tossing me lemons that no matter how hard I tried, I just could not make into lemonade. It's really quite amazing that it took me to my 60s to realize that avoiding stress isn't handling stress. Anyway, after a couple of years of rotten lemons, I ended up in the hospital with TMJ, which stands for temporal mandibular joint dysfunction. Basically, my jaw locked up and I couldn't move it without excruciating pain. And it was caused by clenching my teeth during my sleep. In fact, it took a few days of muscle relaxers before I could move my jaw without pain. And it was a rude awakening. For the first time in my life, I began to see a therapist. And I did that for a few months. That's really significant, because for the first time in my life, I acknowledged that I couldn't dodge or make lemonade from every lemon that came my way. I began yoga classes. I took Qigong. I learned deep breathing exercises for relaxation, which I still do to this day, every day. I began to let go of the illusion that I could control everything. I'm not like Pollyanna anymore. A little more grounded, a little more balanced, a little more realistic. I mean, I still see the glass half full as opposed to half empty. But I'm no longer under the delusion that I can't be affected like every other human being by things that are out of my control. Sometimes it takes time, a lot of work, and a whole lot of sugar to make lemonade from lemons. And sometimes you can't. Sometimes you just gotta suck a lemon.